Between the Yanshan and Taihang Mountains lies an ancient capital. The essential spatial pattern of this city is defined by a central axis running south to north. Despite the passing of many centuries, despite all the ups and downs of history, despite the rise and fall of dynasties, despite the repeated change of night and day, the axis has remained the eternal spine of this city, the embodiment of its spirit.
中轴线它是一个独特的中国的文化传统，一个中国文明的非常独特的见证。这就是我们讲中华文明不断的传承、弘扬、发展的一个过程，它是连续的，啊，它是多元一体的。
750 years ago, the founding of the Yuan dynasty opened a new era of communication between China and Europe. Instead of Chang'an, Westerners traveling to China began heading for a new capital, bringing with them their own cultures. Beijing's central axis has witnessed how, over the centuries, China and the rest of the world have embraced each other, and how the unified and diverse reality this brought to the city has given rise to its unique vitality. Beijing is an ancient city with a history of over 800 years. Despite its great age, it retains remarkable vigor, the secret to which is the harmonious integration that has taken place along its central axis. Tom is from the Netherlands. He has worked for several multinational organizations, including UNESCO, the UNDP, and UN Habitat. He is currently living with his wife in Zhonggu Hutong, an alley next to Jingshan Hill.
And we liked it so much because it was a mixed population, everybody was here. My wife is from Anhui, there were Anhui people, there were people from other provinces. Everybody lived here together. Rich people, poor people, everybody lived in the Hutongs.
Tom has been living in Beijing for 17 years. The Hutong has been Tom's home for many years. He's a popular figure in the neighborhood.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Well, bye-bye.
Tom's two sons were both born in Beijing.
20 years ago, I remember, 在宾馆住早餐, 爸爸回来跟我说, 哇塞, 竟然他们煮了粥, 还有咸菜, 太可怕了, 根本没法吃。 现在完全没有问题了, 对吧? 爸爸已经变成
粥里面现在他不吃
Yeah, no problem. I came through the Hutong. I saw our neighbor was asking me, do you have some time to come? He redecorated his house and things like that, so I think we have to see.
Sure.
Hey, 唐大姐，唐姐，哎哎哎，哎呀，你们家这真好，这。
Miss Tung is one of their neighbors. A true Beijinger, her family have lived in Zhonggu Hutong for generations. Miss Tung lives in a beautifully renovated Sir He Yuan courtyard house.
您这个装的这个二层我特别喜欢。
四合院这老房子
具备了高的这个条件，就四米多高嘛。
Completely.
You have to keep it open at the front because then you have also the spacious element of the whole house.
可以，你完全可以 ，no problem.
看看你这二层是怎么？
木楼梯，
哇。榻榻米，
对，
哎呀，
铺了这个榻榻米垫儿，
哎呀，
真好，睡在这儿，就是。
See, they have a screen, watch movie, 看电影。
对。
哇，我太喜欢这儿了。是我们那没你这个高。
你可以矮一点。
Yeah, but I'm tall.
But still, this is
no problem.
And here, you sit and look. Just enough.
对。
The visit to the neighbor's house reminds Wen Jun of a problem that's been bothering her for many years.
Look at the floor. It's completely a disaster. I think we have to do something. What do you think?
I agree. We have to do something, but not too much.
But they are not nice. This is so too old. I want it completely changed with the same style, the new tiles.And totally paved.
Okay. Then we break down the whole Sagiar and then we build a new house for you. Okay, then?
The couple have argued repeatedly over the renovation of the house.
Because I've traveled many places all over the globe, more or less, and it never happened to me that there was a tradition that from an axis a city was planned. Even many hundred years ago, the Yuan dynasty, a long time ago, and it still is there. When you look at this axis, it's not only important in Beijing, but all over the world, axes are not so unique for the historical setup of a city.
Tom's, Sir He Yuan, often serves as a venue for the community to meet. Today, though, Wen Jun is planning something different. She wants to use the neighbors to convince Tom to agree to having the house renovated.
我们家这住这么多年，最大的头疼问题就是反潮，太困扰了。就是每年的这个潮湿，我不知道
装修全都能给你解决。
我就恨不得就是把墙整个给它。全敲上这个什么亚克力板子或者什么做一个这样的一个装修他就不同意
你看生气了生气了你这个动作
大的格局不能变、这个、
没变呢没变
规矩不能变了是吧、
是
总的方向变了就不叫四合院了对吧
It's not a big problem She is from China She wants Western style I am from WesternI want to have Chinese style.
Tom has neither agreed nor rejected the neighbor's suggestions. His stubbornness is rooted partly in his professional instincts as an urban planner. But another influence comes from his childhood when he grew up in Kampen, an old city in the Netherlands. His grandfather's home has left a deep impression on him.
He had a very old house with cracking attic and things like that, a little bit dark and things like that. So,
is this nice, this beautiful? How old is this house?
It comes from the Middle Ages, so it's maybe 400 years old house. When everybody is removing it and rebuilding it, it's over.
That's correct.
And that's the reason that I really fighting to keep the original state of this Sagiar.And say, when people hear, you come back. And this area, that is it. But you know, when you notice this line, the central axis.
Drum tower, bell tower, Olympic Park. So beautiful. And our house. It's just
very close.
Meters from the central axis. Uh-huh. Really wonderful.We're so proud.
Jingshan Hill overlooks the central axis. From the summit, it's possible to see all the old buildings lining it.
Heritage is only heritage, but it's also something that continues in future. There's also a sign in Beijing or China to keep axis in their heart, to preserve it, to restore it, and to give it to future generations.
The central axis, as part of their heritage, is cherished by the people of Beijing. It also provides a physical space where cultural diversity can flourish. Galmina comes from Xinjiang. In 2021, she moved to Beijing to teach at the College of Dance at Minzu University of China. For a new dance production, she is moving from behind the scenes to center stage. The venue is the Beijing Tianqiao Performing Arts Center. Located at the southern end of the central axis, Tianqiao lay on the route to the Temple of Heaven taken by the emperors when they were performing rituals there. Hence the name Tianqiao, bridge for the Son of Heaven. During the Qing Dynasty and the decades following, this was the main entertainment district for Beijing's ordinary residents. The fact that it hosted recreational activities for ordinary people, as well as important state ceremonies, made Tianqiao unique. The Beijing Tianqiao Performing Arts Center is an impressive new cultural venue. Classic shows from all over the world have been performed here. It will be on this stage that Gulmina will perform in her very first dance drama.
我的第一部舞剧作品，然后用了手眼放到天桥艺术中心，它在就是这个地理位置上的这种特殊性，我觉得对我来说真的是一个意义非凡吧。For
hundreds of years, this ancient city has been embracing those who are chasing their dreams. Gulmina's 12-year-old daughter has accompanied her to Beijing.
我给你介绍一下整个这条路，你懂什么？是北京的正中央。 中轴线，怎么的？明白了吗？好不好看？好看，特别壮观。你看，我们一会儿到这个街里面可以吃好多好吃的。<笑>第一家就从糖葫芦开始。你好，老板。他一天就已经适应了新的小学、新的班级、新的同学。好不好吃，糯米？好吃。<笑>二。<笑> <音>这部戏的舞美大家都看到了，这都是汇集了全国舞剧界的最顶尖的人物，服装也是，包括我们的造型，它就是一个特别温馨的一个三个普通人的一个故事，又有友谊，然后又有爱情，大家在一起非常的开心，真的是体现这种中华民族的这种文化大家庭的一面，我觉得你会感受到那种视觉上的震撼。
The dance drama is the result of the coming together and combination of various cultures. In this sense, it's a reflection of Beijing itself, an ancient city that integrates tradition and modernity. China with the rest of the world.
那么这个也是中国在世界上很独一无二的一个特征。那我们就呈现出了一个所谓人类文明的文化多样性。中国文明的独特性是什么？那么都是通过这样的一些我们说的遗存、物质遗存，让我们可以触碰到的，啊，展现在我们的面前。 至少是中轴线现在所在的核心区，是吧？甚至包括更大的范围，它的那种首都风貌能够更好的呈现出来。
The hutongs are as old as the city of Beijing itself. Xie Xiaoying is a landscape architect whose work has been exhibited at the Venice Biennale. This internationally renowned designer was born and raised in the hutongs of Beijing.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for designing our park.
In the Dashelen area near Tianmen, there's a hutong that dates from the Yuan dynasty. It's 496 meters long and is called Yangmeiju Alleyway. Cai Safang is a porcelain handicrafts company located in the alley. Xie Xiaoying is preparing for an online meeting with some people in Ethiopia. In faraway Addis Ababa, capital of Ethiopia, a group of people have gathered in Friendship Square. They have come for a transnational online meeting with some residents of Beijing's hutongs. When Xie Xiaoying visited Yangmeiju Alleyway 10 years ago, she failed to find any traces of her childhood.
在12年我来的时候，这个街上的破败的这种状态、这种景象，像是被遗忘的角落，就是很震惊的。The
situation is the same in many of the hutongs along the central axis. How old alleys and neighborhoods should be restored is a hotly debated topic worldwide.
因为这个区域呢，它已经有几百年的这个历史了，能让我们胡同焕发更多这种生机，这就是一个非常有意思的事情。居住和商业混杂的一条街，它又有不同时期的这个历史的故事在这儿发生。这条街其实不光是要设计，它更多的是要充分的倾听政府和住在这儿的原住民老百姓的意见。The
renovation of Yangmeiju Alleyway has been going on for 10 years. It's a process of continuous exploration.
我们呢也参考了国际上的很多案例，包括巴黎的呀，伦敦的呀。杨梅竹斜街呢改造理念是就保持原来本有的传统历史风貌。我们是希望就把杨梅竹斜街作为一个新老共生的一个街区。这个地区一定是北京窗口地区的一张金名片，它代表了最北京最传统的历史文化。
特别契合去打造文化中心和国际交往中心。当时我们提出一定要保留两侧这种胡同的这种普通人的生活，它这个中轴才有存在的意义。The
preservation of history and culture is a key element in urban development. Yangmeiju Alleyway, with its combination of inheritance and modernity, has become a model for the renovation of old neighborhoods across Beijing.
我思考的是怎么让遗留下轴线和当代的生活的融合，以前的这元素和新北京元素它融合在一起，形成了今天的北京，它不是停留在过去。The
hutong's appearance has improved, but Xie Xiaoying still wants to recreate the communal atmosphere of the past.
When we first started this project, the relationship between this
On the Yangmeizhu alleyway, the oldest house belongs to Wang Shouren's family. The 21 generations of the Wang family who have lived in the alley have witnessed its numerous transformations.
Because we live in the area, there are foreign people who don't know each other.所以我们都不说话，有时候从胡同过都蹭着过，就非常尴尬。
我们想把这个环境改善了，就想做一些公共空间嘛，加一些花池啊什么的。但是我们做的时候呢，做什么大家呢意见都不统一。调研过程中发现，只有种植这件事能让所有人都感兴趣，达到共识。
Growing plants and vegetables is a popular hobby among Hutong residents. Xie Xiaoying decided to shift the focus of her project to guiding residents to create their own living environment.
This is our own farm. Yes.
No
fertilizer. This year, I have no seeds. No problem. Next year, we'll find you a seed. Okay. You can try it again. Yes. Yes.
老张，给你个几个小辣椒。
哟，真好，真好，真好！
切成丝儿，然后爆炒。
这您喜欢吧？
喜欢喜欢。
到时候您那儿种的比我这儿好。
这么大个儿，
好几个人都盯上了。
盯上了。
这个绿色花草带来了生活的情趣。这条街上街坊邻里能共同交往的这么一个空间，叫花草堂。
哎，好看啊，亲一下。哎，感觉好看啊！再来一张，
侧点针，侧点针。
哎，对，把脸露出来啊！
看一下我，
这样讲。不种花的时候，我们没说过话，
没说过话。以前
没有可聊的东西。
后来他一种花呢，我们每天过来都看他那儿，
大家都比较亲密了，就跟一家人似的那种感觉。
The creation of the Hutong Flora Cottage has brought strangers together. It has also helped to restore the original communal Hutong lifestyle.A few years ago, Xie Xiaoying took this model to Africa. The opening of a Hutong Flora Cottage in Addis Ababa's Friendship Square was attended by Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed.
我们花草堂的概念能让一条街上不同的居民大家能够和谐相处，能够融合，对它是有一定的启发的。
The old Hutong on the central axis is now a hub of international exchange. Representatives from China and Ethiopia, through their discussions about the Hutong Flora Cottage, have enhanced their mutual understanding.
Hutong 它就是一个融合的魅力，融合就产生了传承的文化和传统。所有的灿烂的文化都是通过融合来传承下去的。
The Qianmen area in the south of the central axis is traditionally a residential district for ordinary people. In the past, visitors from all over the country, whether they were students coming for exams, officials to report their achievements, or merchants to do business, would make Qianmen their first stop when they arrived in Beijing. Dasha Len is an old commercial street.It was the site of China's first movie theatre and of Beijing's first shopping mall. It blends business practices from past and present, from the West and China. It's also home to many old brands. Nei Lian Sheng, which has been around for 168 years, is a shop that made luxury cloth shoes for the imperial family and nobility.But now, Nei Lian Sheng faces a development dilemma.
不喜欢的也有，就是觉得老字号老品牌，觉得你的产品可能感觉比较老，颜色包括款式都不是特别多。其实我们一直也想尝试就把我们的鞋子做一些提升。
最好工艺有一定的限制，它不像服装做一些这种 logo 啊图案直接印在这个衣服上，它这个受限制比较小。我们这个鞋呢，这个是比较难的地方。
我理解时尚元素是把当下比较流行的材料啊色彩呀、啊、能够跟我们这个老字号的产品做一个融合，做一个嫁接。有时间的话，我特别喜欢来大石烂转一转，找一找灵感。我觉得可以把《大鱼海棠》里面这些特别有中国味道的元素提取出来，融合到我们内联升的产品当中，把传统的款式做一个大胆的一个创新。海浪无声，将夜幕深
深淹没。 Big Fish and Begonia is an animated film. The challenge for the designers is to make the connection with a pair of shoes.
这个鱼的轮廓线条都特别好看。
可能我不用一整条鱼，我用一个鳍呀。
咱们其实在设计的同时还要考虑到一个问题，就是咱们设计的鞋怎么能让更多年轻人能够去喜欢，能够去接受。
嗯，
因为你也是年轻人嘛，所以咱们就一块儿探讨一下这问题。
咱们选一些比较干净、颜色比较纯一些，然后色彩亮度比较亮一些颜色是最好的。
大鱼海棠样品的这个鞋帮已经出来了。做这个鞋的难度呢，在于这个花儿。做的时候呢，我是这样反着做的。反着做是看不见的，就要注意这个一双鞋花的位置一定要保持是一致，这个是着重注意一下的这个地方。
Even with the innovations, Nelly and Sheng's cloth shoes are still handcrafted using traditional skills. Strict standards are observed for each process.
针码呢，每40毫米呢是3.5针到4针左右，保证一个结实的程度，这是长久以来总结出来的这么一个数字。我们和这个大鱼海棠这个 IP 的结合，等于算是做了一个这个 IP 的一个周边，给我们打开了一个新的思路。这两双是我们新做的样品。
我觉得这个大鱼简笔还挺好的，
嗯，
大家一看应该都能识别出来。
对，
这两个颜色年轻人可能都会挺喜欢的。
对，
我觉得是一个新的思路吧，一个新的尝试。我们以后多做一些这方面的合作，更多吸取这种融合的经验，让这更多的年轻人来接受我们，来拥抱我们。
Inheritance and development are concepts that have always been associated with cities. Urban Beijing, with the central axis as the core, has retained its original spatial pattern. At the same time, the axis has been the spine supporting the city's development.
那就是这样的一个不断的变化当中，最后形成了我们今天的这样的一个城市面貌，有古老的，有现代。包括我们今天的天安门广场，包括我们今天的人民英雄纪念碑、人大会堂，又构成了一个新的中心在中轴线上。
Gilbert van Kirchhoven comes from Belgium. During 40 years in Beijing, he has witnessed the city's rapid development.
The first time you come to Beijing, Tiananmen and the Gugong is a very impressive.I would say Tiananmen is the central axis. It's like the most important point of the whole central axis.
The central axis in Beijing, as a matter of fact, many foreigners are not very familiar. This week I was discussing with other foreigners and I said, central axis. They said, central axis, what is east-west? I say, no. Central axis is north-south.
Gilbert thinks he can help the world learn more about Beijing.
We must together fight to have the good communication and to avoid misunderstanding. President Xi Jinping has stated he wants to make China international, open the country.
Gilbert has spent most of his life in Beijing. He has experienced every big moment in the city's recent history. Prior to Beijing hosting the 2008 Summer Olympics, he was involved in many of the preparations.
I also took several Beijing delegations to Europe to investigate how, you know, urban planning was done, how the Olympics were being planned, like in Spain and in Greece and in France and in Germany. So it's not really urban planning. I just help to introduce and let specialists talk with each other.
In addition to the Beijing Olympics, he has worked in such areas as talent exchange, business, and urban development. His efforts to build bridges between China and the West was recognized when the Chinese government granted him the Friendship Award.
So many things. This was also with the decoration. This is the committee for the preparation of the five-year plan. So that time I'm the only one involved in it.
Chairman is on this direction.
Gilbert regularly acts as an advisor on Beijing's urban planning projects.
Obviously to maintain food and water in the imperial city.
John van der Water is an architect. He's currently working on the renovation of the historic Lumi Warehouse, a former granary in the Ming and Qing dynasties.
I think the beauty of this place is we got here a 600-year-old building, long history. From Ming Dynasty all the way till now.
So 600 years.
Almost 600 years.
Don't forget to come to the old China.
Gilbert believes that John needs to know more about Beijing's past and future.
Is it originally...
But it's also possible for him to link it with Western thinking and Chinese thinking. So it's very precious, the amount of experience he has and the way he can translate that into concrete ideas, but also in his idea about what can work and what may not work.
As an expert on Beijing's development, Gilbert has a clear idea of what he hopes the city will look like in the future. He is impressed by John's proposals.
So if we go over the axis all the way to the south in Daxing, it's exactly on the axis is this building, the Rose Museum. So it's in. If you go further away, you go to Daxing Airport.
So I'm very impressed, John, with your Rose Museum, because first of all, it's a fantastic building. For me, it's really an image of Chinese culture. It immediately reminds me of paper cut. And then when you look at the north-south axis, this one is in the complete south part.
Yeah.
And what do we have in the north part? We have a big park. We have the Olympic Park, which is like Central Park in New York.
So this is obviously this is the whole north-south axis, from going from Gugong to up north to the Olympic Green, going to south to the Daxing Airport.
The central axis continues to play a key role in Beijing's development. More than simply a physical relic of the past, it's still relevant today as a basis for drawing up plans and as living heritage that continues to influence the city's development.
Actually, what many people don't look at, but you look at Beijing, it's just all rectangles, right?
Mm.
And the central axis cuts through it.
Mm.
It's actually the Chinese side of Zhong.
Zhong, Zhong, Zhong.
Zhong, Zhong. Everything is concentrated here on this axis.
It's a spatial concept, this axis. Yeah. It's just growing. And the beauty of this axis is that it connects not only history. So this is really like, for me, it's like one of the core spaces of the way Beijing grew. And Beijing can grow further into the future.
古北朝鲜楼，你该睡觉喽。
Time passes, but the priceless cultural legacy represented by the central axis remains. With the changing of the seasons and from one year to the next, the central axis has negotiated the ups and downs of history, ultimately revealing to the world a city that is rich in diversity. With its enduring vitality, the central axis has integrated different people, different periods, and different cultures, allowing them to embrace one another and develop together. Beijing, this ancient city, is a window showcasing to the world the enduring vitality of Chinese civilization.